ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
It was the largest spill of mining waste in history and considered to be Brazil's worst ever environmental disaster. The Fundão Dam collapse in 2015 unleashed a torrent of nearly 40 million cubic metres of toxic sludge, flooding 39 towns and killing 19 people. Now, Australian mining firm BHP and its partner, Vale, have offered $39 billion to settle local authorities' claims over the collapse. Thomas Goodhead is the global managing partner and CEO of Pogust Goodhead. It's a global law firm which is pursuing a separate disaster claim through the UK courts, and he joins me now. Thomas, welcome.
Good morning.
There are multiple legal actions underway, but what do you make of this offer?
So the offer on the face of it, I don't think anybody could say that $25 billion isn't a large amount of money, but sadly, as we've dug into the offer a little bit, the devil is always in the detail. And the offer which has been made in Brazil, we believe, is going to be rejected by the Brazilian federal government, because unfortunately what BHP and Vale aren't telling their shareholders publicly, and they're not telling the press, is that this is a combination of money that has already been spent, obligations that they otherwise would have shouldered in relation to the removal of the tailings, the toxic tailings from the river, as well as also public health, future implications being transferred, the legal responsibility for those being transferred to the Brazilian government. And then a payment being made over a 20-year payment span, despite the fact that 8.5 years have already passed since the disaster. So superficially, with a high number attached to it, it looks as if this is a positive step. But sadly, as has very often happened in the 8.5 years post this disaster, I fear, and the clients that I represent fear, that this is another false dawn in relation to seeking justice after what was Brazil's worst ever environmental disaster.
What do you believe caused this disaster?
Well, the disaster, this was something that BHP executives and Vale executives and those that work for Marco, they knew that there were risks of something like this happened. It was something that we highlighted in court a couple of weeks ago, which was a man called Marcus Randolph, who was a former divisional head and a board member of Samarco, emailed Andrew McKenzie, the former BHP CEO, the day after the disaster, saying that after a site visit, he'd sent a note to Samarco containing extensive comments about the risk of the dam. There were risks, known risks of dam failure for years previously, all the way up to the most senior individuals involved in BHP and even the current CEO, who are incentivized financially, we believe, to be expanding iron ore production, and decisions being made operationally to prioritize profit over safety at the dam, and then it led to the collapse.
So what more do you want to see in terms of ongoing remediation and compensation?
Well, what we would like to see are a number of things. Firstly, this offer, which has been publicly made, as you say, it's directed towards governments and responsibilities towards the Brazilian government and state governments and municipalities. We represent around 700,000 individuals and thousands of businesses and over 10,000 members of indigenous and traditional communities in Brazil, who have had nothing to do with this offer or these negotiations whatsoever. They've been completely shut out of them. And from what we understand, there's only a de minimis amount of that $25 billion that has been sort of offered, allegedly, in Brazil, which would in any way be directed towards their benefits. So those impacted, the impacted people, are once again left on the sidelines. And we also understand that, as I mentioned earlier, that the Brazilian federal government and public authorities are not being fairly treated by the companies. What we would like to see is a comprehensive remediation and reparation of both the financial losses and the environmental damage which has been caused by this disaster. I mean, just to give some context, 8.5 years later, the companies say that they've spent roughly $7 billion, about 35 billion reais, Brazilian currency, in both reparation and compensation relating to this disaster. BP, in the Gulf oil spill, Deepwater Horizon, Approximately in the 8 or 9 years after that, they'd spent about $65 billion. And so yeah, these sound large numbers, but when you put in the context of what the damage which has been done to the environment, BHP and Vale have got off very lightly in relation to what was one of the world's worst ever environmental crimes.
You opened a new office in Sydney this year. Do you plan to launch new claims against Australian corporations?
Yes, I mean it's something that we've been studying a number of cases. I mean, we were contacted. I was contacted a couple of years back by communities in Papua New Guinea who had been previously impacted as a result of the legacy of BHP's operations in Papua New Guinea. We're looking at a case at the moment in Colombia where BHP and Anglo American, who of course you know were very topical at the moment given the takeover attempt, have been involved. In some terrible environmental consequences associating in Colombia with the Cerrejón open pit coal mine project there, and it was obviously very well publicised with Rio Tinto and Juukan Gorge, and so you know until these companies stop committing environmental crimes, then there's a role for firms such as mine to be seeking to hold them to account. And so in answer to your question, yes, absolutely.
You've previously been quoted as saying BHP institutional shareholders should be concerned over liabilities associated with the legal battle. Why?
They should be massively concerned because BHP has consistently failed to properly make contingencies in relation to the liabilities and the financial liabilities that they face. So, for example, now, this proposal, which I believe isn't going to be accepted in its current form by the Brazilian federal government, is going to result in them facing further liabilities as a result of this not having been resolved. This should have been done years and years ago. We're 8.5 years on, and they haven't resolved that. And currently, they're facing a trial in London in October, where absolutely will be exposed both the financial liabilities that BHP faces from the litigation in England, but also I think, and perhaps this is even more important or equal importance to shareholders, are failures of governance and of risk management and controls in BHP, which will be shown with you know all the way up to the current CEO and former very senior members and current members of BHP management of decision making and risk failures. In an operation in Brazil, and this is in a context where BHP is seeking to expand its global footprint in South Africa and Brazil and others through that potential acquisition of Anglo American. They've got operations in Colombia, they've got operations in Chile, they're new endeavours in the United States, and obviously in Australia. And if I were a shareholder, I'd be extremely concerned about governance as well as the future financial liabilities that they face, both from the ongoing claim in Brazil, but also this claim in England.
Thomas, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thomas Goodhead is the Global Managing Partner and CEO of law firm Pogost Goodhead, and you're listening to RM Breakfast.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.